All right, hello. Really excited to be here. What an incredible day this has been. I'm not sure it's an advantage or a disadvantage being last, but I've been talking a lot today, so I might need to hydrate here as we're going. But could not be more excited to be at the University of Arizona. It's an incredible opportunity, something that I've thought about for a very, very long time. And I'm excited about everything that's happening there right now. We got great new leadership in our athletics department with Desiree Reed-Francois. There's all kinds of excitement about the football team we had a year ago, and so there's tremendous momentum. And a lot of those players chose to stay together and move forward together, which I think is rare and one of the best stories in college football this season, which I think needs to be told more often. And ticket sales and excitement for joining the Big 12 Conference is extremely high. So we're fired up. Can't wait to get this thing going. Bear down.
All right, we'll start with questions. We'll go to the left side, about the fifth row back.
Yeah, Brent, you mentioned Barry Trammell from the Tulsa World. You mentioned the guys who chose to stay and stick together. Keeping Noah seemed really key. Pretty common today. Guy loses his coach, goes to a good school, he just goes with him. How were you able to keep Noah, and how key was that to keeping everybody together?
I would say T-Mac and Jacob Manu and Jonas Havanea had more to do, Gunnar Maldonado, more to do with keeping Noah Fifita there than I did. The truth is these players really loved each other. Coach Fish and that staff recruited a bunch of quality young men that were incredibly committed and connected, and I think that's what contributed to them wanting to stay.
All right, we'll go over to the right side, second row in the middle.
Kenneth Berry, Touchdowns and Tangents. Coach, last year at Mountain West Media Day, I talked to you about just the walk-on culture that you helped produce at San Jose State. How are you planning on kind of carrying that over here at Arizona? And secondly, how has just the process been transitioning to Arizona, especially with all the connects you have in the Bay Area?
All right, those are two big questions. I'll try and answer them both. The first one I would say is that the walk-on program is a critical part of college football. Frequently, those guys are the heart and soul of your football team. They're the scout teamers. They're the players that don't get the reward of either a scholarship or playing on game day. Now, sometimes they do, but I think they are just an absolute key component. And I was a walk-on. So those guys have a special place in my heart. And then it's always one of the most rewarding things you get to do as a coach when you get to put one of those players on scholarship, which we were able to do a lot at San Jose, and we've actually even done already at Arizona. So the walk-on program is going to be a critical part of how we build our roster every year. The second part is, how's the transition been? It's been great. It's been fast and furious, but it's been wonderful to be at a place that I've thought highly of and that I love and appreciate. In the University of Arizona in Tucson, Arizona. And so, we're just trying to build a football team and, keep moving forward every day. And it's been, buying a house and getting acclimated and all that stuff. So we're not quite done yet, but we're kind of getting focused on football now. So that's more important.
We'll stay on the right side, halfway back in the center aisle.
Justin Spears for the Arizona Daily Star. Coach, Noah said, when you were first hired, he got about 25 guys to come talk to you. What were those conversations like? What did you ask those guys?
I didn't ask them anything. I let them ask me. I thought it was important. I gave them an opportunity to get to know me, like who I was, what I was going to be about. And it was a speed dating. They asked me 1,000 questions in a 2-hour span. And at the end of it, some of them were silly and fun and we were laughing and smiling and joking. And some of them were serious. And it was a really great kind of icebreaker for all of us to get to know each other. And I think, Noah spearheading it was a huge part of that. But then at the end of the conversation, I asked the players if they wanted to do it again the next day, and they all agreed. And so the next day, the same group, plus or minus a few, got together, and we had another 2-hour conversation just about my philosophy, how I coach, what I believe in, what my family's like, what color cleats we're going to wear. It was all over the map, but it was a really great opportunity for us to get to know each other And for them to have an understanding that as a head coach, like, they're going to have a lot of input. Like, I'm the kind of coach that I want them to have input in what we're doing, right? Now, at the end of the day, I know those decisions, you know, sit with me, but I want them to have input into what kind of program, what kind of culture we're going to build at the U of A.
We'll stay on the right side. Next row back in the middle.
Hey, Coach Brennan, Alex Blackburn, College Football Dogs. How have your roots at U of A with your brother playing there inspired confidence, motivation, and just overall excitement in your first year as head coach?
Well, that part's been really special. My wife also went to school there. There's a lot of carryover for me. My mentor, Dick Tomey, was there for a really long time. And so it's very, very special for me to come back there. It's also given me a really cool connection to kind of that 90s generation that was either in school at the same time I was, you know, at UCLA or right after me when my brother was at University of Arizona. So it's very special for me to be back there. And I will say it's an incredible responsibility because of how much I know everyone cares about Arizona football.
We'll go to the left side, about three-fourths of the way back in the middle.
Coach Jason Scheer, Wildcat Authority. I know there was a lot to do when you were first hired, but are you able to kind of take a dive into the Big 12? Do you look at styles of play or anything like that? Or is it a kind of a week-to-week basis as you're planning for teams?
Okay, so I've gotten asked this question a couple of times. I do think it's interesting, right? Obviously, we've already done preliminary scouting reports and all that kind of stuff. But the truth of the matter is that by the time we get into Big 12 play, we're going to have some film on everyone, right? And so that part of it is, I'm going to be, when we get to that point, I'm probably going to be a little bit more concerned with this year than, you know, 2024 than I am from film from 2023, especially in the transfer portal era where rosters change so much, you know, good players come and go, that kind of thing. So by the time we get into Big 12 play, I'll be more focused on what have they been doing the few, you know, the 2, 3, 4, 5 weeks before we play them.
We'll move over to the right side, about a third of the way back in the middle.
Hey, Coach. Ryan Myers, Sun Devil Digest. Obviously, going now into a new conference with a bunch of new teams as well, with Arizona State, Colorado, and Utah, is there any comfort in going to a new conference with a bunch of schools that you were very familiar with in the past?
I think that helps. Obviously, and maybe the simplest way it helps is just that those venues are all places that I've coached games in. And so that part of it, I think that's the unknown part for, you know, for us joining the Big 12 is the new venues that we haven't played in yet, that our players haven't felt the crowd. It's some of these places and what that feels like on game day. Because I think, you know, having a great home crowd can impact the team. I'm also excited for all these teams to come to Arizona Stadium and feel the Zona Zoo and feel our crowd and our fans and the city of Tucson and how they rally for the U of A.
Okay, next question will be on the aisle, center aisle, way in the back.
Time to talk to us, Chaz Messman, KYMA TV. Coach, how have you tried to find balance between making changes and putting your own footprint on the program, but also trying to continue a lot of the things that made the team so successful down the stretch last season?
You know, I would say the easiest part of that is that just when we started putting that scheme together, we let the current players, you know, Noah Fifita, T-Mac, those guys have a lot of input in terms of keeping a lot of the verbiage the same. So how we call plays, I put the onus on the coaches to learn, you know, what they tagged plays or how they communicated that a year ago, and make that part of us, which is that way, you know, only 10 guys have to learn it and not 70. So that was the way we did that schematically, and defensively we were able to retain Dwayne Aquina and Brett Arce and some other pieces there that can, you know, the scheme will be the same or similar. And so, you know, I would say that part of it, you always want to lean into the talent you have. That's just where I come from. And I think part of that is making sure those players are comfortable in the schemes and situations you put them in on game day.
All right, we'll stay in the center on the aisle.
Justin Spears, Arizona Daily Star. Coach, you know, T-Mac
a great player, obviously, you know, one of the top receivers in college football. What separates him from some of the others, both as a player and a person?
T-Mac is one of those rare people that is actually fiercely competitive, but like is having fun during the competition. Like almost the way Steph Curry plays basketball. Like he's having so much, he looks like he's having so much more fun than everybody else. And then as a talent or as a receiver, I'm an old receiver guy myself, not nearly as good as any of the guys that I'm coaching right now. But T-Mac's body control, his ability to finish 50-50 balls, I think so many games in college or the NFL come down to a 50-50 throw on a short yardage play where you can't run it because they have too many people in the box. And his ability to finish those throws is, you know, is to finish those catches. And Noah's ability to throw them, you know, makes T-Mac extremely rare.
All right, we'll stay over here on the right side in the front row, right in the middle.
Hey, Coach. Chris Brown from AZ Bandcat Sports. Arizona had 5 all Big 12 selections. Curious, does that give the team a chip on their shoulder? Is that external motivation, right, being second most in the conference behind Oklahoma State there?
I would guess that those players don't even know that happened. You know, like that. And I don't know who they are either, because I've been in this thing long enough to know that the only accolades that matter are the ones that come after the season. And that's what we're striving for. And so however those things are, you know, stated now, like, okay, that's kind of, I don't think that's where our focus should be. Our focus needs to be on the process and the work we need to do this summer to play good football in the fall.
We'll stay right here on the right side, first row.
Hi, Coach. Javier Morales, All Sports Tucson. You talked about the 90s generation. You have Dwayne Aquina as your defensive coordinator, Dino Babers as your offensive coordinator. Can you talk about that dynamic of kind of bringing that old school Arizona together?
Well, I thought it was just important that I had people on the staff that love and care about the University of Arizona. And that's, you know, not, you know, we also added Bobby Wade, who was a great player there in the late 90s, early 2000s. You know, I think that, you know, Brandon Sanders is, you know, in the building, Chuck Cecil's in the building, you know, Ricky Hundley's in the building, right? So it's so important for me that there's players that played in the uniform that care deeply about the U of A touching our team, involved with our team. I really want that to be a part of it. You know, I think that's one of those things that it's hard to have if you haven't lived it. And those guys have lived it at such a high level, and I want our players to have that around them and to experience it.
Go to the left side, first row.
Kevin Turner, Sun Devil Radio Network. Coach, you guys have had a great deal of success as of late in Southern California, specifically in the Trinity League. And now that you're a West Coast guy and coming to Arizona, into a new conference, will you expand that recruiting footprint, or are you going to stay true to the roots and stay West Coast centric?
No, I think that's one of the really cool things about joining the Big 12 is it gives us a chance to get into some new markets where we're going to play, you know, multiple games a year. And because of our location, I think it does give us unique access to California as an Arizona school. But it also, you know, now this year we're playing 2 games in Utah, and we're, you know, we've got 4 opponents in Texas and Florida, and you know, so I think that part of it is exciting, you know, because it does open some new markets for you, because you are going to play games, and all the players want to know, can their families watch them play? You know, that's such a big question in the recruiting process. So I think it's exciting for us, but I also think you know, the state of California has always been good to the University of Arizona, and I think with our track record there and our coaching staff's relationships, it will continue to be.
Okay, back over here to the right side, second row in the middle.
Kenneth Berry, Touchdowns and Tangents. Coach, obviously, you know, Coach Fish said before that Arizona is a California-based recruiting school. They have a ton of talent. So when you have guys coming in, you had Justin Flo come in, you know, previously. What does a guy like that do, especially somebody who was like a 5-star recruit? How has he developed? How is he kind of gelling and finding his place in the defense? And did you get a chance to bring any walk-ons from San Jose State with you?
So Flo's doing great. He had a great spring. You know, I think it's going to be a lot of fun to watch him to continue to develop and grow like all of our players. You know, because obviously we have an incredible player at that position, at one of those inside linebacker spots in Jacob Manu, right? And so it's going to be a lot of fun to watch that, you know, battle out during the fall, right? Because Jacob is what I would consider one of the unquestioned leaders of our football team, let alone our defense. And he was also an all-conference player a year ago. And so there's going to be a lot of fun at that linebacker position. Coach Gonzalez is obviously a vet and one of the better coaches in the country. So I'm excited for him to be able to coach those guys and you know, continue to develop that group. And then we had some players from San Jose State join us. We had, you know, we had a couple guys transfer over who I think will be great additions to our program this year.
All right, we'll take one more question. It'll come about three-fourths of the way back in the center aisle.
Coach, Jack Bartlett, Cronkite News. Jed Fish last season did a really strong job of implementing Polynesian heritage within the culture and the program. And I'm just curious how you will continue to implement that part into such a, that has become so integral to the culture of the program.
So I think for me, my experience with that culture goes back to when I played in high school and college, you know, so that runway has given me great insight into that. And that will always be part of us. You know, like I think the beauty of the Polynesian culture is the family component, the component of respect, the hard work, like all those things, and then just the natural talent. That I think, you know, maybe the world is just starting to see now, but that talent has been obvious on the West Coast and at the University of Arizona for years. And so at San Jose State, my last job, that was a huge part of who we were, and that's going to continue to be a huge part of who we are at the U of A.